KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's clear and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today at a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street here in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Iowa authorities today report 318 additional positive coronavirus cases since 10 a.m. Sunday, for a total of 52,539. And 1,348 new negative test results, bringing the total number of Iowans who have tested negative to more than 500,000. No new deaths have been reported since Sunday. The IDPH says a total of 560,345 Iowans have been tested, and 40,630 have recovered from the virus. Hospitalizations increased to 283 from 271 on Sunday. The number of Iowans with COVID-19 who are in an ICU amount to 85. That's five more than Sunday. But the number of admissions dropped from 43 to 31. Officials say 33 people are on a ventilator at a hospital somewhere across the state. While in western and west southwest Iowa, 14 people are hospitalized with the virus. That's down two from Sunday. Six are in an ICU. That's up three from yesterday. One person was admitted and two people were on a ventilator compared to none on Sunday. Long-term care facility data show 29 outbreaks, which is unchanged from yesterday. 915 patients and staff have tested positive. 548 have recovered. 521 have died at a long-term care facility in Iowa. There is not much change in the county-by-county data that I brought you yesterday here on KJN. Cass County currently has 94 positive cases, 65 recovered. That's one more than Sunday, and there have been two deaths. Adair County has 38 cases with 20 recovered. Adams County, 17 cases with 16 recovered. Audubon County, 30 cases with 21 recovered and one death there since the virus outbreak. Guthrie County has 140 positive cases of COVID-19. 110 recovered and 5 deaths. Montgomery County, 64 cases. That's a new figure from yesterday. And 51 have recovered, also a new figure. There was also 4 deaths in Montgomery County. Pottawatomie County had 3 more cases than Sunday for a total of 1,426. And 4 more recoveries for a total of 1,058, along with 29 deaths. And finally, Shelby County has 194 cases currently, with 176 having recovered out of that 194, and there has been one death since the outbreak began. One person was injured during a motorcycle accident Saturday evening on Interstate 29 in Fremont County. The State Patrol says 47-year-old Stuart Moore of Waterloo was operating a 2013 Victory motorcycle southbound near mile marker 21 at around 7:20 p.m. Saturday when the cycle for some reason went out of control and overturned several times before coming to rest in the median. Moore and his passenger, 40-year-old Vivian Dillard of Leavenworth, Kansas, were thrown onto the roadway but were able to walk into the median unassisted. Both riders were wearing their helmets, and the patrol says that saved their lives. Vivian Dillard was transported by Tabor Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment of her injuries. Two people were arrested on drug and other charges Saturday in Red Oak. According to Red Oak Police, 38-year-old Anthony David Smith and 35-year-old Erica Joanne Driver, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody at around 2:20 p.m. Both face Class B felony charges of ongoing criminal conduct, 3 felony counts of delivery of a controlled substance, 3 counts of gathering where controlled substances are distributed, and 6 counts of child endangerment without injury. Smith faces an additional felony drug tax stamp violation. Both suspects were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $25,000 bond each. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has formally asked President Trump to issue a major disaster declaration for communities and counties hit by last Monday's devastating derecho. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
In a news release issued early Sunday evening, Reynolds said the state of Iowa will need nearly $4 billion from its federal partners to fully recover from the storm. Reynolds said Iowans from cities to farms are hurting, and many still have challenges with shelter, food, and power. The governor asked for federal assistance to individuals and business owners in 27 counties. She also asked for federal aid to help pay for debris removal and to fix government-owned infrastructure that was damaged in 16 of those counties. According to the governor's office, aerial photos indicate nearly 8,300 Iowa homes were damaged or destroyed. Just the cost of getting rid of debris from the derecho was estimated to be more than $21.5 million. I'm O.K. Henderson.
In our area, the following counties are included in the presidential disaster declaration: Audubon, Cass, Dallas, and Guthrie. The derecho that caused massive damage in Iowa this past week could offer lessons for forecasters and the public. The unusual storm packed the power of a Category 3 hurricane, but lacked the days of warning a typical hurricane would offer. At least three people in Iowa and one in Indiana were killed. Forecasters had predicted thunderstorms, and in some communities, tornado sirens sounded before the winds began last Monday, but many people were caught off guard. The National Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, are working on tools that would assist forecasters in making predictions that consider a range of possibilities. In the funeral announcements, Verrill Aronson, age 92, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Verrill Aronson will be held today at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mabel Amy Earhart, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Altoona, died Thursday at CCMH. Graveside services for Mabel Earhart will be held on Monday, today at 2 o'clock at the Altoona Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Janie Adams, age 65, formerly of Fontenelle, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Janie Adams will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And due to COVID-19, there will be limited seating. The Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the overall arrangements for Janie Adams. Terrence Terry Charles Gares, age 68, of Defiance, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Terry Gares will be held 11 a.m. Thursday at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Roger Ewert, age 78, of Harlan, died August 3rd. A memorial service for Roger Ewert will be next Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lorraine Bentner, age 87, of Exira, died Sunday at Exira Care Center. A private family mass of Christian burial for Lorraine Bentner will be at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Jay Becker, age 61, of Yakima, Washington, died July the 9th in Irvine, California. Celebration of Life graveside service for Jay Becker will be October 10th at 10:30 at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is assisting the family. Deb Baker, age 60, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Services for Deb Baker are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Catherine Havens, age 79, of Wyota, died Sunday at the Greater Regional Hospice House in Creston. Services for Catherine Havens are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Judy Bornholt, age 77, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at Exira Care Center. Services for Judy Bornholt are pending with Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Quant, age 99, of Audubon, died August 11th. A private family funeral service is planned for Mary Quant. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.